A couch potato warning is in effect as DirecTV transforms Thanksgiving into Streamsgiving. DirecTV's got free TV nationwide. With a heavy front of 60-plus live channels and a steady stream of streaming apps, conditions are perfect for nonstop entertainment. So hunker down on the couch and sign up for your free trial of My Entertainment from DirecTV. I'm going to watch some free TV.
Start streaming My Entertainment from DirecTV now at streamsgiving.com. My free is free. Paid services. 5-day free trial, then auto renews monthly. Cancel anytime. Temporary credit hold may apply. Restrictions apply. See streamsgiving.com for details. AI produced.
This is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Malcolm Holine, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations. We welcome David Shanker, the Taub Senior Fellow at the Washington Institute, to help us with a mystery. What was the leader of Hamas, the terror group that launched over 4,000 missiles at Israel, doing in Beirut talking to the general secretary of Hezbollah, who last time I counted, Malcolm informed me, had well over 100,000 missiles? However, during the conflict, the Hezbollah kept their powder dry. David, a good evening to you. What do we imagine in this conversation? And I'm certain they weren't talking about the Euro Championship.
No, it's good to be with you. These are two terrorist organizations backed to the hilt by Iran. Both have a shared view of Israel, want to wipe it off the map. I think Hezbollah has been a reliable rhetorical backer of Hamas for years. They've done, of course, some military training, the transfer of expertise. But Nasrallah, as you said, and Hezbollah were in no way going to get themselves involved, in this war in Gaza or stand up for the Palestinians. Hezbollah likes the Palestinian issue rhetorically, but it really has never fought for the Palestinians or done anything for the Palestinians.
Malcolm?
So during your time at the State Department, you put a lot of emphasis on building the normalization of relationships between Morocco and Israel, as you did with other countries. Do you see Haniyeh's visit to Morocco as any significance, given you have parliamentary elections coming up? Are there parties who oppose the restoration relations other than the Muslim Brotherhood and the characterization, of Hamas as the victor in the recent conflict?
Oh, Malcolm, I think throughout the region there are many who view wrongly, of course, Hamas as the victor in the latest round of fighting with Israel. If you can remain standing, you are the victor. But in Morocco, the government backs the normalization with Israel fully. But there are parties in the parliament, there are Islamists, as you point out, who don't support it, don't like that that Morocco is taking this step. So I see the visit really as a fob for domestic politics there. Nothing will come out of it. It's also possible that the Moroccans want to position themselves as a sort of a more positive mediator, playing a role between Hamas and Israel, sort of like Qatar has, but rather unproductively at times. So there's a number of reasons, potential reasons for that visit, but I don't think Barack was backing away from any steps it's taken toward Israel.
David, I want to stay with Hezbollah for a moment. It serves at the direction of Iran. I understand that. Is it right now in a waiting pattern for the said-to-be-renegotiated JCPOA, or has it got its agenda already? It doesn't need any more influence from Tehran.
No, well, during the Trump administration, when the United States started this maximum pressure campaign against Iran, it really hurt Iran very badly in terms of the funds that it had access to. And notwithstanding the fact that many of its militias expanded their areas of control, the Houthis in Yemen, the Hashd al-Shaabi, or the Popular Mobilization Units, in Iraq, and Hezbollah in Lebanon consolidating control. Iran didn't have the same amount of money to provide to its proxies. So Hezbollah is looking forward to Iran getting back into the JCPOA and once again all these sanctions being lifted and more money flowing its way. As you know, Lebanon's going through an awful financial crisis. Right now, something like 50% of the people in Lebanon are below the poverty line, and that includes many of Hezbollah's constituents as well. The Lebanese Shiite population. They would welcome more money, but the last thing that they want, and one of the reasons why they, of course, stood on the sidelines as Hamas was fighting it out with Israel a couple months back, was because they can't afford to get into a war right now. This is a country that's on the verge of financial collapse, and they don't want to push it over the edge and be held responsible for it.
Malcolm?
And what about the Lebanese armed forces, et cetera, that the State Department required a report about Hezbollah's influence? Do you see any diminution? Do you see that the takeover is now complete? What type of outside assistance would be necessary to, if at all possible, to shore up the integrity of the LAF at this time?
It's a question for a couple dozen articles or books. There is obviously Hezbollah influence within the military. There have been elements of collaboration between the LAF and Hezbollah over the years. Positions with officials in the LAF that have an affinity for Hezbollah. And at the same time, this is an organization, as Lebanon slips towards state failure, that I see as being increasingly important to maintaining some sort of public order to prevent the reemergence of ISIS in certain areas of Lebanon. So even as this organization has some issues, it still plays an important role. The United States gave it's going to give $120 million to the LAF this year. It's giving a lot of humanitarian support, not to the government of Lebanon, but to NGOs and other international organizations. I don't know whether this is ever going to be an organization or can be an organization that's totally free from Hezbollah influence. Like every other group in the country or organization, the Lebanese currency has been devaluated by almost 90%. So your average soldier who was making $800 a month and can feed his family is now making the equivalent of $80 a month. And this is going to have a real pernicious impact on the organization. That said, I want to say the LAF, the United States tracks the weapons that the LAF buys from the United States, and they have a very good track record of maintaining the security of these weapons. None of them are leaking to Hezbollah.
David, we just have a minute, and I ask this general question to see if I have the understanding. Is Lebanon moving towards a failed state? Is that what we've been hearing these last years? Maybe since the assassination in 2005, there's no reversing the pattern. We have a minute.
The numbers don't look good. Once again, 50% of the population under the poverty line, 25% destitute. People that can leave the country are leaving the country. They have no foreign currency to buy fuel. There are electric shortages. It's just a miserable place right now, and the politicians, the political elite, don't have the courage to make hard decisions. Hezbollah is not an organization that is dedicated to but willing to accept economic reform because they are profiting off the current system, but so many other politicians in the country are as well. I am not optimistic. Decisions have to be made, and they're difficult ones, and this political elite doesn't appear to be up to the task, and Hezbollah doesn't make it any easier. So I'm not optimistic, regrettably.
David Shanker, the Taub Senior Fellow at the Washington Institute. He served as the Assistant Secretary of State for Near Eastern Affairs, Malcolm Holine, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
At At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it. Your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.